Here's a classic physics puzzle. A roller coaster car races down a hill and then loops a full vertical circle. How fast does it need to go? And what keeps it from falling at the top? Let's find out using conservation of energy. First, the key principle. The total mechanical energy of the car stays constant as long as we ignore friction. Potential energy plus kinetic energy equals a constant. When the car drops, it speeds up. When it climbs, it slows down. Here's our setup. The car starts from rest at height H at the top of the ramp. The loop has radius R, so the top of the loop sits at height 2R above the ground. Let's label everything clearly. Now, what's happening at the very top of the loop? The car is moving in a circle, so something must supply the centripetal force pointing downward, toward the center. Both gravity and the normal force from the track act downward at this point. Here's the critical condition. What's the minimum speed at the top? The minimum happens when the normal force N equals zero. The track barely pushes on the car. Set N to zero, and gravity alone provides all the centripetal force. Now bring in energy conservation between the start and the top of the loop. The car begins at height H with zero speed. At the top, it's at height 2R with speed V top, setting total energy equal at both points, and the mass cancels out. Now substitute our minimum speed condition, V top squared equals GR, into the energy equation. Solving for H gives us the minimum starting height. Let's work through the algebra step by step. Beautiful result. The minimum starting height is 5/2 R, exactly 2.5 times the loop radius. Notice this is completely independent of the car's mass and the value of G. A bigger loop means you need a proportionally bigger drop. Let's do a quick sanity check. If R gets bigger, H must get bigger too. That makes sense. A taller loop needs a higher start. If R goes to zero, H goes to zero. No loop means no height needed. Both limits are physically reasonable. Watch out for this classic trap. Students often forget that the height at the top of the loop is 2R, not R. The center of the loop is at height R, but the car is at the top. That's one full diameter above the ground. So to summarize, use conservation of energy to link the start height to the speed at the top, and use the centripetal condition with N equals zero to find the minimum speed. Together, they give Hmin equals 5/2 R. Next up, what if there is friction on the track?